السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلا آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over the receivers, I've recited a verse of the Holy Quran Sharif, which is from Surah Ali Imran. The Quran Sharif is our book of guidance. It was revealed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the guidance of humanity until the day of Qiyamah. Of course, it deals with every aspect of a person's life. It does not only address the Muslims, it addresses the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara. It addresses the entire mankind. But there are many, many verses of the Quran Sharif which are directed towards the believers. This verse of the Quran Sharif is also for those who have believed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But unfortunately, due to their environment or due to some weakness, they fail in carrying out the obligations and duties as Muslims. Some error, some mistake, some fault, some slip. But then what do they do after that? So the Quran Sharif addresses the entire mankind, there's no doubt. And it addresses all aspects of a person's life. But we cannot discuss every aspect in 20 minutes on a Jumu'ah occasion. It is the duty of every Muslim to learn what Islam is. Unfortunately, we just limit our education and our knowledge of Islam to what little we hear in some bayan, in some lecture, in some conference, on some radio station, or some book that we pick up in some library. It is our duty that we should try and learn what Islam is. The world is asking questions, especially when you travel out and you meet different people at the airports, in the aeroplanes, and at different functions. Then you realize that how much of ignorance there is, not only in the non-Muslims about Islam, but in the Muslims themselves about Islam and its beautiful teachings. The amount of doubts, the amount of suspicion, the amount of ignorance that prevails is unreal. Some of it, in fact, actually borders on kufr because of the lack of knowledge. We have been born in Muslim homes, so we do not appreciate this great bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nevertheless, a few minutes before sitting here, I began to think of what to speak on. And this ayat of the Quran Sharif, which I had discussed in one of the majlises on a Monday night, came to mind. Now this is addressed to those believers, to those who have pledged their allegiance to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they have some weakness. In other words, it is addressed to all of us. None of us can claim to be perfect. Which one of us can claim that we are perfect? We have got no weakness, no shortcoming. That we don't err and we don't make any mistakes. Because masumiyat is only for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. They are masoom, protected from all sins. Living in the kind of environment that we are living, we are bound to make mistakes. There is no doubt about that. But I have been repeatedly emphasizing in the majlises that we have on Monday nights and even in the Thursday night programs, that accidental sins are accidental. We must leave it as an accident. Even last night I emphasized this point, that an accident is an accident. A person does not purposely make an accident. Otherwise we won't call that an accident. We will say that is deliberate. If a person is driving a car, he is wide awake, he is alert, he is looking very, very clearly ahead of him. He looks into the rear view mirror, he is looking on his right and left, and his car is also in good condition. Then I explained last night that if there is suddenly a patch of road on which there is some oil spill and the car somersaults, the car skids and somersaults, then we will call that an accident. Then the person must take the car to the panel beaters and have it panel beaten. But a person will not go out deliberately in search of a road on which there is an oil spill so that his car may skid and so that he may cause an accident. Then we will say that's not an accident, that is deliberate. So a person was awake, wide awake, he's alert, he's sharp, he is conscious of the fact that nafs and shaitan want to drag him down into the gutters. Nafs and shaitan want to bring humiliation, shame and disgrace upon him. He is conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching me. He is conscious of the fact that he is answerable for all his actions and deeds on the day of Qiyamah. But in spite of that, he suddenly has a lapse and is accidentally caught up in a sin. So then what must he do? That is what we call an accident. So Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, very merciful for such kind of people, because they don't intend going on and on in their sinful lives, which we have become accustomed to. That if we have become addicted to some sin, then we will always blame the environment, but not ourselves. We will say our environment is such that we just cannot come out of the sin. Zamana hum ko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. The environment should not change us, we should change the environment. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. That those people, when they commit any kind of evil, which is of two categories. One is they commit what we may term as obscene or shameless action, but the Mufassirin has given that fahisha that is mentioned here to mean that if they have done injustice upon anyone else. If a person accidentally did some injustice to anybody else in his dealings, or even if he did it deliberately at some time, but because he is a Muslim, he is a believer in Allah Ta'ala and in the Day of Judgment, so then what should this person do? So if he has done injustice to somebody else, that means the rights of humanity, the rights of mankind, the rights of his parents, the rights of his children, the rights of his neighbors and society, the rights of his clients and customers, the rights of his employer or employee, whoever is relevant. The thing is that this person, if he has done any kind of injustice, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or he has done injustice upon himself. When a person is committing sins, he does not do any injustice to anybody else but himself, because he is preparing this body and soul of his to burn in the fire of hell, in the akhirat. So he is doing injustice upon his own body and his own soul. In this world, he wants to see his body protected from all kinds of harm and all kinds of difficulties and all kinds of hardships. So in the same way, the person must be desirous that in the akhirat also, which we believe in, because I said that these verses are addressed to us, that he believes in an akhirat. So therefore he must also not do injustice upon his own soul, because he is then preparing this body and soul for burning in the fire of Jahannam. And not only that, he is preparing that body and soul to burn even in this world. It may not be literal that the body starts burning, but immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a restlessness in the person's heart. Which person who is involved in an illicit love relationship has got peace, he has got sukoon, he's got tranquility and serenity and joy? Look at the burn that the person suffers, the restlessness that the person suffers. All these suicides and killings and murders, and what we are reading of and hearing of, due to what? Illicit love relationships, which is so common. So whether it is that, or whether the person is missing his namaz, or whether he is not giving his zakat properly, or whether he is not fulfilling the obligations and duties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has imposed upon him as a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which are related to himself, whatever it may be, so whether he has done injustice to somebody else or he is doing injustice upon himself, then what do they do? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that when this happens, zakarullah, they remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala means what? Does it mean that he takes a tasbih now, goes away into the masjid and reads 100,000 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and say that I remembered Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Because that's what Allah ta'ala said in the Quran Sharif, that when they have done injustice upon anybody else or injustice upon himself, so then they may remember Allah ta'ala. So they remember Allah ta'ala means that they take a tasbih and go and sit down in the masjid and keep reading tasbih. Or they go away to the plains of Arafat and keep crying there from dawn till sunset, or from afternoon till sunset, and say that we have done justice because we have remembered Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We did great injustice to people, we did great injustice upon ourselves, so we have made tawbah. So it does not mean that. So therefore we have to understand what zakarullah means. Zakarullah, that they remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Different tafsirs have been given of this zakarullah. Injustice has been done. So now immediately after that injustice, zakaru azmatahu wa wa'idahu, that they immediately think of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the might and power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And they think of all the punishment and the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that they have done injustice, as I said, for a Muslim, it's not a question of being obstinate or persistent in sins. Accidentally he committed sin, he did injustice upon somebody, or he did injustice upon his own soul. So now what does he do? He immediately thinks of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's grandeur, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azmat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's punishment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab. Read the ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala's azab when it was unleashed upon the nations of the past. Then mighty powers, those who call themselves superpowers of those times, those who did not even consider the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in or Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as worthy of being even given any kind of attention. But when they rejected the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah ta'ala unleashed his azab, then mighty powers collapsed. They were destroyed. They were wiped out. So this person thinks immediately of that. Then, zakaru ardahu alayh. He thinks of his presentation before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. That means he really believes and truly believes that there is a day of judgment. He cannot escape that day of judgment. Who can escape the day of judgment? Then we will say that Qiyamah is far, far away. But man mata qamat qiyamatuhu, the person who dies, his Qiyamah has already begun. And we do not know when we are going to die. So we cannot say that our Qiyamah will only begin thousands of years later. So the person immediately thinks of his presentation before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Now he committed a sin. Due to human weakness he faltered, he erred, he made a mistake. But he is not happy and satisfied. He does not feel content inside his heart. He does not feel happy inside. He does not feel satisfied that I have done something that is really very good and nice. He does not express his happiness over sins. He feels a great regret, a remorse, shame and nadamat inside his heart. So he fears this day of judgment, that on that day everything will be presented before the person. Nothing will be hidden. Everything has been recorded. And the book of deeds will be put before him. He cannot deny anything. He cannot even say, or he cannot speak lies and say that I did not do this, because Allah Ta'ala will seal the lips up. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Whatever he has done, he will not be able to hide anything, because his hands will speak, his feet will speak, his eyes will speak, every part of his body will say whatever they have done. So if injustice was done to anybody else, then justice will be done on the day of Qiyamah. So we cannot get away with fraud, and we cannot get away with cheating, and we cannot get away with all the sins that we are committing, and thinking that no police is going to arrest us, and the government's constitution also is very liberal, so who is going to ask us anything? There is a day of judgment. So the person thinks of that. Zakaru su'alahu bi zambihi yawm al-qiyamah. The questioning of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala regarding his sins on the day of Qiyamah, he remembers that, he recalls that. Now this is zakarullah. It's not just zikr, meaning reading some tasbih. That he is remembering that there is a questioning now of, why did you commit this sin? You were told not to commit adultery. You were told, wala taqrabu zina. Don't even go close to zina. Don't even go close to zina. Committing adultery is a distant way. Don't even go close to zina. Then why did you commit adultery? Why were you involved in this kind of illicit love? There will be a questioning. Why did you steal that person's property? Why did you not distribute the inheritance according to the Quran and Sunnah? Why did you digest the property of the orphans and the widows? Why did you not give to those whomsoever there was some due? Now all these questions, he immediately comes into his mind. When this happens, then he also thinks of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Jamal. Zakaru Jamalahu. Wazakaru Hufranahu. But he does not lose hope. Now that he is thinking of Qiyamah, he is thinking of Akhirat, he is thinking of the Azab of Jahannam, he is thinking of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's power and might and Qudrat to destroy him, to flatten him. So he does not give up hope now. So in Shariat, in Deen and in Islam, there is hope and this fear. That on the one hand, now this fear has gripped him, that what must I do now? I have committed a sin, I have erred, I have made a mistake, I have faltered, I have disobeyed my Allah. And I know now that Allah Ta'ala is powerful, is almighty, and he can punish, and he can pull the carpet from beneath my feet, and he can unleash the azab that he unleashed on the nations of the past. So it can bring a kind of despair. It can bring about a kind of despair, losing hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So then immediately, there are many other tafsirs of it. There's no time to go into it. But then when that happens, then فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِزُنُوبِهِمْ. Then they make plenty of istighfar and tawbah. So this now leads them to this istighfar and tawbah. They think of the jamal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just as they thought of the jalal of Allah ta'ala, the punishment and the azab of Allah ta'ala, now they think of the mercy and the forgiveness and the rahmat and the ocean of maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala. Then they say, oh Allah, that is when they say, oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world and the grains of sand on earth, oh my beloved Allah, your ocean of mercy is much, much, much more vast. Just one drop from your ocean of mercy is sufficient to wash away my sins. That is when they say that. Now after thinking of all those things, now when they say, oh Allah, you are so merciful, you are so forgiving, after the expressing that great regret and shame and nadamat in their hearts, so now when they are making istighfar, when they are making tawbah, then walam yusirru ala ma fa'alu, then they are not obstinate, they are not persistent, because they have made tawbah, meaning that now if they have done injustice to others, then they will seek forgiveness from those people to whom injustice has been done. Otherwise there is no tawbah that they have made. Otherwise it is a mockery of tawbah. Every day you can keep making tawbah, but if no effort is made to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due, if there is no effort to return that property which was taken away, that property which was not belonging to a person Islamically, Sharia-wise, but it was snatched, it was taken away without any justification. Because the person did not make a proper will, the person who died, or whatever it may be. So now if there is no effort being made now to return this to the rightful owners, if money was stolen, if goods were stolen, if interest was taken, then the person tries to pay back. It looks for those people from whom interest was taken. It's not sufficient just to raise hands in the masjid and make tawbah. Those people that he cannot find after that, then he says, oh Allah, I have tried my level best to return to the interest that I had taken to whomsoever it belongs. However, I cannot seem to trace many, many others. So if he still has wealth, then he gives away sadqah on their behalf and asks Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. And if not, then he gives it away as charities. But he makes that effort. Therefore I mentioned in one of my talks in Karachi a few days ago, that we get many people who will say, I made plenty of tawbah and I've changed my life. I've given up all my sins. But if you ask them which sins you gave up, then the sins that they gave up may be watching porn, watching filthy films, or they may have now started making namaz. Before they were not making namaz, they were not keeping fast, now they started keeping fast. All these type of sins they make tawbah from, and they say, we have given up all our sins. But very few people we will find that if they had digested the properties of others, if they had taken plenty of interest on the loans that they had given to others, and now when they look at it, that tawbah means that I have to return this, then they look at the properties and they look at what is now owing to people according to Sharia. Then they say, I will have to sell property A and B and C and I will be left with nothing. Then we'll get very few people that will make that kind of tawbah, that even if I have to live in a shack, even if I have to eat dry bread, even if I have to walk now to my working place or catch a bus, I will not be afraid of what people will say. I will not be afraid of what people will say, that look at this person, what he was and what he has become, what has become of him when he tried to follow Sharia. Na'uzu billah. He will be proud, he will be happy, he will be satisfied that irrespective of what people say, my Allah has become pleased with me. And then he will see how that same Allah who has tested him now, when he returned all these things, how Allah Ta'ala within a short time he will give him multiplied what he has given away. There are examples of that. So very few people you will get making this kind of tawbah. Whereas all these things are part of Islamic teachings. So they make istighfar over the sins. And they don't become obstinate. They are not persistent. If only we can take this lesson, it is sufficient. That we should not be persistent. All of us have got some weakness or the other. We should have an x-ray taken of these actions of ours and then see which sins we have become addicted to and we are persistent, then make sincere tawbah even from those sins. Then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a heart that will be filled with the noor, with tajalliyat. Shaho ke saro par taj giran se dard sa aksar rehta hai aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization that what He has in store if only we become obedient to Him. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the entire ummah. I mentioned the other night also too that we all can cry and the whole world can cry for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the ummah itself has to cry over its sins. The whole world can cry for us to remove our difficulties and problems. But until we won't cry over our own sins, nothing will happen. Today we want everybody else's du'as to help us and we want our du'as to help everybody else. But each one will have to cry over his own sins. Then we will see conditions changing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.